Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast says partly cloudy occasionally this morning, mainly cloudy though, chance of scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Going to be a warm one, high near 90 degrees for today. Right now in Kenosha, there is a multi-agency fire response in that city at 64th Street and 28th Avenue. It's an abandoned commercial location. The request for mutual aid stretches as far south as Zion, Illinois, even north into include South Shore fire units. Traffic around that immediate area is also being detoured, but problems have developed, vehicles clogging the streets, impairing the fire rigs from getting to that location. About 30 minutes into that response, the incident commander said there were poles and transformers on fire. The Racine fire bells had been at a fatal house fire in Walworth County early this morning. They have just reported to the Kenosha fire scene. That was just after 9 o'clock or so this morning. City's public works crews also asked to bring out lots of barricades to that area due to the fire department's hoses all over the streets. Regular fire rescue calls, they're being given some of those mutual aid agencies that were called to help fill in. While Kenosha fire units are on that scene in the city of Kenosha, 28th Avenue, 64th Street, fire at an abandoned commercial location. In Staten Island, a New York City firefighter was shot while responding to a call. Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
It happened just before 6 this morning in the Mariners Harbor section. The firefighter responding to a fire call on Destiny Court when he was struck by a bullet. It hit his lower leg. There's a huge police presence on the scene now. Police say the gunman is holed up inside a house at 15 Destiny Court. It appears to be a standoff situation. Police, guns drawn, crouching behind cars. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Town of Beloit Fire Department, an animal rights group, giving it a Compassionate Fire Department Award because firefighters rescued a dog from a house fire August 2nd. The occupants of the home came back during the fire response, informed the first responders that their dog was locked in a kennel inside. Three firefighters rushed in, got the dog out, and according to a news release from PETA, gave it oxygen. The fire chief said it was just a fairly routine procedure, but he acknowledges the dog would have died if not rescued. A top Assembly Republican says he is open to making changes to that controversial bill that would restrict research done using aborted fetal tissue.
The bill has been criticized by UW and private sector scientists who argue an outright ban on using fetal tissue for research could disrupt millions of dollars in work currently being done in the state. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says they are listening to those concerns.
We are open to making amendments if it's necessary, but we're going to sit down with the authors, talk it through, and try to craft a bill that can pass.
One possible change is to ban research using newly acquired fetal tissue.
If unborn stems or unborn children have been utilized in the past, I think that's horrific, but I accept the fact that they're already being utilized in research. We want to stop it from happening in the future.
Lawmakers hope to push for a vote on the bill this fall. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The manager of a sober living facility in the Rock County town of Geneva is facing his 10th drunk driving charge. 50-year-old John McBean stopped by a police officer July the 25th after leaving the New Life Lodge. Court documents also show McBean having been arrested earlier in the day on a domestic abuse complaint. Town of Geneva Police Chief Steve Hurley, a former Racine police officer and deputy chief, said the incident began when McBean wanted to borrow a facility vehicle but was told he could not. People noticing he appeared to have been intoxicated. Founder of Racine's Cops and Kids Reading Center, which has spawned similar efforts around the country, is now barred from appearing at Wisconsin correctional facilities after a March motivational speech turned a little raunchy, what she claims was a failed attempt at humor. Julia Witherspoon was at the Ellsworth Women's Facility in Union Grove when she reportedly used sexually explicit jokes that caused some of the inmates to leave in disgust, including a reference to prostitution. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says Witherspoon, a former police officer, spoke to the women as a thank you for an inmate-led fundraiser for the Cops and Kids program. She started that years ago out of the trunk of a squad car, getting books to kids. DOC officials found the show offensive, Witherspoon telling the paper her off-the-cuff attempted comedy flopped that day. Carthage College in Kenosha gets the okay, needed accreditation officially, to begin offering a Bachelor of Science degree in nursing this fall. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Carthage first began investigating the feasibility of the nursing program in 2013 and hired Frank Hicks as the program director last year. The Wisconsin Board of Nursing has given Carthage permission to admit students, and the Higher Learning Commission, Carthage's accrediting agency, granted approval to offer the degree last month. Several area healthcare organizations have signed on as partners in the program, which has a first-year target of about 24 students. Classes will begin this fall. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Now let's check out WRJN's exclusive AccuWeather forecast.
Intervals of clouds and sunshine for today. Very warm and more humid with a shower or thunderstorm around at a high of 89. A shower or thunderstorm in spots this evening, otherwise turning out mainly clear tonight. Low 62 inland to 69 lakeside. Partly sunny, warm and humid tomorrow. High 86. Sunny to partly cloudy and very warm for the day on Sunday. And still in the humid side as well, with high Sunday reaching 88 degrees. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
It is still cloudy in Kenosha with 71 degrees, 69 in Burlington, 76 and cloudy in Milwaukee, and it's 73 with clouds in Racine. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.